Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We'll be holding in Bikurim Daf Yud Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, starring the second perek of Meseches Bikurim. Zog the Mishnah. Hachuma ve'abikurim chayovim aleim miso v'choymish. Chuma and Bikurim, as we'll see in the Gemara, as we mentioned already in the past, they are equated to each other. Bikurim is also called Truma, so it has the same halachas of Truma. So both Truma and Bikurim, someone who eats them inappropriately, we'll see in the Gemara referring to two cases. One case is a Kohen who eats it when he's tame, and the second is when a Zar, someone who's not a Kohen, eats it. So there's a Misa, one who eats it, b'mezid is Chayav Misa. And if one ate it by Shoygeh, by mistake, he needs to pay it back and add a Choymish. That's to add 25% above the what he ate. And just to mention, even though we said two blat ago, that there's no Choymish, that was referring to the Peirushim, to the payment of the Bikurim. The replacement of the Bikurim doesn't have Choymish on that, but their first Bikurim does have Choymish. V'asurim l'zoyim. Nobody who is not a Kohen cannot eat it. And here the Gemara is going to ask, they didn't mention already Chayav Miso, so why do you have to say again, asurim l'zoyim? V'hem nichsei Kohen. And it's owned by the Kohen. The Kohen can use it in order to be mekadesh ha'isho. It's his own property. V'oilim be'echo d'meil. If he gets mixed up into Chulin, if you have 100 against the Truma, it's bottle. If someone wants to eat them, he has to wash his hands because Rabbanan gave a level of sheni letumo in hands, and the trumo is susceptible to tumo to get a shlish tumo, gets a third level of tumo. So hands, they're sheni. If they touch trumo, they make a tumo. So you're not allowed to eat trumo without washing your hands. The harav shemesh, if someone is tummy, cannot eat the trumo or the bikurim after he goes to the mikvah until you get to the evening. All this applies to Truma and Bikurim. Mashain b'maiser does not apply to Maiser. Why does not apply to Maiser? If you go through the list, Maiser, there's no miso. Azar is allowed to eat it. And Mimel, there's no chaymish. You don't pay extra 25% because Azar is allowed to eat it. And Mimel, it's not asur l'zorim. And it's not nichse koin. It doesn't belong to the koin. It doesn't belong to Yisrael either. It actually belongs to Gavoya. And it is botel and a simple roi. You don't have to have 100. And you don't have to wash your hands because mice doesn't have a level of trumo. So it is not susceptible to get a third level of trumo. And you really, there's no higher of shemesh. A person who goes to the mikvah can eat mice right away. And doesn't have to eat in the evening. Says the Gemara, Truma v'Bikurim v'Chuli. So the Gemara is going to bring the source. How do we know that Bikurim is equated to trumo? Ksiv, v'aninin etat l'chaz mishmeret trumoisai. I gave you the guarding of my trumas. Trumas loshon rabim, plural. What is the plural? Shtei trumas. Hatrumo v'Bikurim. We're talking about two trumas, and we're equating here Bikurim to truma. Says the Gemara, truma dechtiv lo yisur lo chet ve meisu bo yiki chalalu. Truma, if a person eats a bit trumo, how do we know? Because it says, he should not have a chet, and he's going to die if he eats it. Habikurim, how do you know that Bikurim is called truma? Says the Gemara, if you dalv on beis, dechtiv ha veis is shomo or lo yisechem. That's the pasuk, and the end of the pasuk it says, u trumas yetchem. And the more understands that speaking about Bikurim, you call it truma. So says the Gemara, "Eilu Bikurim d'chtiv l'kacha akoyin atenim yodecho." It says trumas yetchem with a yad. It says in the pasuk, "Kacha akoyin atenim yodecho." We're going Bikurim. So you see, we're referring to a yad, referring to Bikurim. Says the Gemara, "Oyna noimar bekotshim akosam edavim." Maybe we talk about kotshim. That trumas yetcho is referring to the kotshim. V'chtiv koris bekotshim. Really says if a person eats kotshim betumo, he gets koris. And this pasuk that we're saying, "Mishmeres trumoisai," refers to misa kidei shemayim. So it can be, we talk about kachim, but kachim has chorus. Says the Gemara, maybe via miso of a chorus by kachim. Maybe there'll be miso and chorus by kachim, and they both talk about kachim. Says the Gemara, that cannot be. Bechiyesh meis, vechoyza vemeis. If you already died with chorus, how could you die again with miso v'dei shemayim? These two misas, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, is two different ages. So chorus is an earlier age. If one already received chorus, he cannot have miso v'dei shemayim anymore, he's already dead. Someone who dies under the age of 50, so that's a misav karis. L'chamishim v'shtayim, if he dies at the age of 52, mitas shmuel anovi. That's the misav shmuel. Shmuel anovi died at the age of 52, meaning it's not karis. L'shishim, if he gets to the age of 60 and dies, misav amur b'torah. That's misav deshamayim. The misav deshamayim means a person dies by the age of 60. L'shivim, if he gets to the age of 70, misav shel chibo. That's a miso of love, because we'll allow him to live a long life. The Gyuso in the Bavli is the miso shel seva. L'shvoini miso shel zikno. When you get to the age of 80, you get to the age of an old age, which you call zikno. Mikan ve'elach, after the age of 80, chayetzar. It's a life which is tzar. It's not easy to live after the age of 80. Ma chom mismimar mesach hamishim mesbi koris. How do we know that koris at the age of 50? Ktiv al tachrisu et shevet mishpachoy sakehosi. It says in the pasuk over there regarding the levim, don't cause them to have koris. How do you don't cause them to have koris? They should not be. They should not see the klei hamigdosh. If they will see the klei hamigdosh, they will die with koris. And the pasuk says, "Zoris asu lehem v'chiyu v'lo yamusu." Make sure that they live and they don't die by covering the klei kodesh. They don't see it. Asu lehem davar shel takano, eika takano, shelo yizoynu enem mibeis kodesh kadosh. They should not see the kodesh kadoshim and klei hamigdosh. V'chsi v'lo yavod yoris kevelas kodesh. Not come and see when they cover the klei hamigdosh. The meso, the cause of meso. The Torah says that what age does a lady stop working? The age of 50. So we said, what is the Torah giving us instructions? Make sure that a Levi does not die during his work and he reaches the end of his time of work, the age of 50. If he dies before that, the Torah calls it Karis. So you see the Karis is below the age of 50. The Torah gives us instructions that a Levi should reach the age of 50, meaning reach the end of his term as an Avoido, and anything below that is Karis. Rabbi Avin Breid, Rav Tanchum, Tarfoin, probably by Tarfoin, Shoma Lominoch, he learns with the following Pasuk. The regular life for a person is 70 years, it says in the Pasuk. And the Hemshech of the Pasuk is, that's what the Vilna Goyim brings in his Girsa, meaning really a life that's Gvurus, the life expectancy when a person has Brocha from Shemayim is to reach the age of 80. Take out the first 20 years, don't punish a person until he reaches the age of 20. So how much do you have left out of the 80 years? You have 60 years. Now, Rav Tarfon learns that Karis is a lashon of cutting something into half. So if I cut 60 into half, I take out half, how much you have left? 30. 30 plus the original 20 that we didn't count. It's 50 years old. It says, one who dies by the age of 50, that's Karis. It's the 30 years plus the 20. That's half of what he has supposed to get to. So the Gemara, L'chamishi v'shtayim misa Shmuel HaNovi. So we mentioned the Braiso that 52 is the age that Shmuel HaNovi died. Rav Abba, Brei, their papi, Yerushua, the Sichlin, B'Shem of Levi, learned the Tash in the following Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, B'chol Eitzev Yeh Moisor, U'dvar Sosayim Ach L'machser. Meaning whenever a person stretches himself and makes more effort, so it just gives him more benefit. But speaking too much, asking too much, that's only a machzor. That's only a deficit. What does it mean? Chana l'day shiripto b'tfiloso. Chana added too many words to her tfilo. Kitzra b'yomav shel Shmuel. She made Shmuel live a shorter life. Sha'omer v'yeshiv sham ad oylam. Chana and tfilo said, I'm going to bring Shmuel and Novi to be something that she'll be there ad oylam. What's ad oylam mean? Fa'aloy ein oylam shalevi el chamishim shana. Dichtivu ben chamishim shani yashu mitzvah avaydo. So she said, I'm going to have my son be something till the end of the world, until Oilam, which means the time expectancy that a lady is supposed to be in Beis Hamikdash. That's till the age of 50. So she basically, by adding the words that Oilam said, he's going to live only at the age of 50. So Gemara v'ayda lo in chabishim etarki. One second, but he got to the age of 52. The first 2 years when he was still nursing, that's not counted. So then he goes to Beis Hamikdash after the second year, and he's there for 50 years, and that's why Shmuel HaNovi was nifter at the age of 52, because Chana said, ask a bakasha, please give me a son, who will be ad oylam, 50 years in Beis Hamikdash. So the extra words that she had actually caused it to die in an earlier age. And the more on the next daf, we'll continue to dash in this braiso. With this we conclude, Yushan Bikurim, Daf Yudalef.